James, a memorable Dante, some decent weather as well, some wonderful winners, but time never stands still at York.
That's right. So we've had our first festival meeting, and fabulous it was as we now look back on it, and maybe a little bit more clarity around some of the runners in a couple of weeks' time at Epsom. But before then, we'll be underway for our first Saturday coming up just on the 25th of this month, the 25th of May.
It does feel a little different around here on a Saturday, doesn't it, from the crowds you had during Dante Week?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to think we're a race course that caters for everybody, whether that's people across in the clock tower enclosure or the picnic enclosure, as they will know it. That's always busy if the forecast continues to be set fair for Saturday the 25th of May. And then people who want to get suited and booted and come and hey, you know, Saturday is most people's day off. So we hope we make it easy for them to come and to enjoy, as you say, a lively and a fun atmosphere on what's still a decent day's racing.
And let's also say that no Saturday at York would be complete without a sprint handicap and a minefield of a race. And on the 25th, step forward the William Hill Handicap, 5 furlongs, dash for the cash.
Yeah, you can see why a bookmaker sponsors it, can't you? So good luck if you find the winner. We've, of course, seen the new 22 bay stalls in operation over the course of the Dante Festival. So if you thought last year finding a sprint handicap winner was tough, you got another two to sort out when it comes to that big Saturday race back by William Hill.
And sitting alongside it is as the second running of the Bronte Cup. That nice Mr. Gosden went away with it last year, but obviously hoping that the things would have developed from the inaugural running last year.
Indeed, I mean, all bar a couple of our days, so 16 of the race days on York have what's known as black type. In this case, it's the latest Group 3, which we only inaugurated last year, backed again by William Hill, the Bronte Cup. So it's for fillies, so we thought, who are some famous fillies from our home county and, of course, from across at the Parsonage? So we called it the Bronte Cup. Last year was one of the many pattern races won by John Gosden, and who knows, he may well have a runner coming back to try and land the second renewal under the William Hill banner of the Bronte Cup, the pattern feature of Saturday the 25th of May.
Mentioning that not only that day, but also it is never too early to plan your summer. Obviously, you've announced all the various music dates, and the message surely going out from here is book as soon as you can, because then it's job done.
Yes, if you can't make next Saturday because of the bank holiday weekend, then maybe do your bit to help Macmillan Cancer Relief by being with us on Saturday the 14th of June. If you're a child of the millennium, then perhaps busted on Saturday the 29th of June is for you. Go through the Diamond Jubilee Cup, 60 years young, the John Smith Cup, on Saturday the 13th of July. And the end of that month of July, we will see on stage, after racing, James Arthur, son of Middlesbrough, taking to the stage. And we haven't yet talked about the first ever running of the £1 million Skybet Ebor on Saturday the 24th of August. So the first of our runs of Saturdays starts on the 25th of May. We hope you can make at least one of them.
And all you have to do is go to the homepage of this website and get clicking.